At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Christina Martinez. Today brought a rarity in Texas politics, a bipartisan event favoring immigration reform. Two members of Congress, a Democrat and a Republican, spoke out for what's been dubbed dream legislation. KERA's Bill Zeeble explains why two typical opponents came together in downtown Dallas.
The idea is to help young, undocumented immigrants now here legally under DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. President Obama established it in 2012. President Trump has promised to kill it by March. If Congress doesn't step in, 800,000 immigrants could be deported. Congressman Joe Barton of Ennis thinks that's wrong. He's the lone Texas Republican backing dream legislation for two reasons.
They've been educated here. They've grown up here. They are Americans, except they're not U.S. citizens because their parents came here without permission when they were minor children. They don't have a home country to go home to. They're already home. And then the second reason is it's just the right thing to do. It's the fair thing to do.
Business leaders say it makes sense, too. Dollars and cents. Bill Lucia runs HMS, a financial company for healthcare providers.
97% are employed, in school or both. 5% started their own businesses compared to 3% for the general public. To lose these hardworking and motivated people would truly be an economic loss.
Lucia's own family came from Italy. He says immigrants have always helped weave a strong social fabric. Juan Carlos Cerda is a DACA recipient who came here from Mexico when he was 7.
DACA gave me the chance to complete my studies at Yale. When I graduated, I returned to Dallas to teach kindergarten and coach girls soccer. I loved teaching. I loved helping families, and I loved making Dallas a better place.
Can you just imagine of us turning young people away like this young man?
Dallas Democrat Eddie Bernice Johnson helped write comprehensive immigration reform legislation that would extend DACA another 8 years. Joe Barton's Republican version includes a 5-year extension, then offers another 5 for DACA recipients to earn citizenship. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Now to One Crisis Away, our weekly look at life on the financial edge. Today, why so many Texans don't save enough money for retirement. That's the focus of a new study conducted by Laura Rosen. She's with the Texas-based Center for Public Policy Priorities. Laura Rosen, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So this report focuses on full-time private sector workers in Texas, and only half are covered by a workplace retirement savings plan. Why is that so low?
Well, there's a number of reasons, but one big one is that employers find that it is costly to provide workers with a retirement plan and face barriers to offering employees retirement at work.
And I'm interested in, because the numbers differed depending on the region of Texas. So, for example, in the DFW area, it was about 54%, but in the McAllen area, it was about 23%. Why the disparity?
Metro areas with lower access than the national average tend to have higher rates of workers that are least likely to have access to a plan. And those workers include workers working for small businesses, low-wage workers. And so the McAllen area, you know, has lower wages than the national average. And so that is kind of one factor.
And you mentioned low-wage workers and kind of small businesses. Were there other groups or demographics that you found that were more likely to have trouble setting up retirement plans?
Yes, there are a number of groups that have lower rates of access than that 50%. So younger workers, those under age 45, less educated workers, I mean, as well as Hispanic, Black, and Asian workers have lower rates of access.
Why is it lower for those groups in particular?
Well, it depends, I mean, on each of those groups. But for example, Hispanics, overall, you know, there's a younger age of Hispanic workers in the workforce, and the fact that Hispanics are disproportionately represented in low-wage jobs, which generally tend to have fewer benefits. In terms of younger workers tend to also, you know, when they're starting their careers, not be in jobs that are providing as many benefits. Unless education correlates with wages and earnings. And so that's why you see less educated workers also having less access.
And Texas has generated a lot of new jobs, but many of them are low paying. Is that what's contributing to this low number of retirement savings plan access?
Yes, absolutely. That's one key factor.
Now, in this report, the average private sector worker in Texas has just $32,000 in a retirement account. And that sounds pretty low. How much should they be saving?
Many financial advisors recommend that workers have 10 times their desired yearly income. And so for an average American worker, we don't actually know these figures for Texas workers in terms of the amount of workers nearing retirement, how much they have in their retirement savings. But an average American wage earner nearing retirement has less than a quarter of the retirement savings that they need. And for a worker earning national median income, that's about $565,000 or over $500,000. And so you can see the huge disparity between the $32,000 on average that all Texas workers have in their retirement accounts and what is needed.
And how does Texas compare with other states in terms of workers who are prepared for retirement?
We rank number 48, so we're at the very bottom. And the Dallas-Fort Worth area is also in the bottom quarter of the largest metro areas, the largest 104 metro areas. Nationally, 58% of workers have access to a plan, so that we're 8 percentage points lower than the national average.
But still, nationally, a lot of people are not prepared.
Yeah, I mean, still 42% don't have access to retirement at work. And as I mentioned, you know, on average, Americans have less than a quarter of the retirement savings they need, those nearing retirement. So it's a real alarming shortfall that we're facing in Texas and in our country.
Laura Rosen is with the Center for Public Policy Priorities. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks so much.
With the holidays in full swing, two performances are dominating North Texas stages, The Nutcracker and A Christmas Carol. Art and Seek intern Miguel Perez talked to one ballet company whose upcoming production blends a little bit of both.
Most dancers are very familiar with The Nutcracker, maybe too familiar.
If you've been doing Nutcracker for 20 plus years like I have, it's time to do something a little different.
That's Katie Cooper, the artistic director of Avant Chamber Ballet. Her company does do The Nutcracker, but it also takes on A Christmas Carol, a holiday classic more common in theater than ballet. In Avant's retelling, Scrooge isn't a Victorian penny pincher.
Well, in our version of A Christmas Carol, Scrooge is a mean old ballet teacher.
And the story's not set in Old England either. It takes place in a world of pirouettes and pliés.
You really don't see it told with ballet very often. And every aspect of the traditional Dickens story fits so well through the lens of the world of dance. And every ballet dancer or ex-ballet dancer of any sort knows that mean old ballet teacher, unfortunately.
But it does include musical touches Nutcracker fans might recognize.
So when somebody comes to see our Christmas Carol, they get a little bit of Nutcracker. Because as a dancer, your life at the holiday season is always intertwined with the Nutcracker.
For Cooper, it's a chance to try new things, like including more female roles in the story, and add a dash of sugar plum fairy dust to the ghost of Christmas past. For KERA News, I'm Miguel Perez.
A ballet Christmas Carol is coming December 14th and 15th to the Moody Performance Hall in Dallas. Visit artandseek.org for a list of all the Nutcrackers, Christmas Carols, and other holiday-themed performances around North Texas. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 40. Tomorrow, sunny with a high around 56. And on Thanksgiving Day, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 68. It's 64 degrees in Dallas, 63 in Fort Worth at 6:30.